Okay, so yesterday we started discussing the idea of Darashim Miskavim, Psik Resha, and we introduced at the end the concept of Psik Resha, the Nichale and Lo Nichale. So we're going to pick up with that a little bit. So according to the Shita of the Aruch, Psik Resha, we know, again, let's go backwards. Rav Yehuda says Darashim Miskavim is Aser. Rav Shimon says Darashim Miskavim is Mutter. However, if we're talking about a Darashim Miskavim that's a Psik Resha, then even Rabbi Shimon is Mode that it is Chayiv, an Isser D'Oraisa. And then we saw, really, you can branch that off into two directions. If it's a Psik Resha D'Nichale, yes, Aser Min HaTorah, Psik Resha D'Lo Nichale. So that is a machlokas between the Aruch and the Baalei HaTesis. The Aruch says Psik Resha D'Lo Nichale is what? Is Mutter Lagamre. Mutter Lagamre. And according to the Baalei HaTosis, Psik Resha D'Lo Nichale is an Isser D'Ra Bonan. Okay, I'm going to put that on the side for a minute or two or five. I'm going to move on to another broad topic, just to again get learn some new terminology. Okay, the topic is, and how many of you are you familiar with? You'll know the term, but I want you to know if you know what it means. Malacha she'ena tzricha legufa. How many of you have heard that terminology? Most of you. How many of you know what it means? Some of you. Okay, so Malacha Shein Tzricha is like this. I'll give you, there's two main sugyas that discuss Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. One sugya is found in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph, and then a second sugya is found later on in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Tzadi Hey, Tzadi Dalet. So we'll start with the sugya on Tzadi Dalet, just an interesting little gemara. Are you allowed to cut fingernails on Shabbos?
No.
You can't. How about taking a haircut at Shabbos?
No.
No. You can't cut fingernails, you can't take a haircut. Why can't you cut fingernails, take a haircut? What malacha is this?
Gozes.
Malacha of gozes. Right. Malacha of gozes. What is gozes in English?
Shearing.
Let me ask a question. If a person needs an amputation of an arm, Rahmana Litzlan, and you do that on Shabbos, is that gozes?
Yes. No.
So just to understand what gozes is, just as a hagdama, gozes is, do they still give the SATs in America? Do they still have something called analogies on the SATs? Okay, back in that day, they had something called analogies. They would say the following. Give me an analogy. Red is to fire engine, fire engine is to red, like street is to? Very good. That was what they gave at exams. Little fancy razzle dazzle things. Okay, so here's the analogy. The analogy is kotzer is to gidule karka. Kotzer is to gidule karka. Like blank is to balei chai. And the blank is gozes. How do you validate yourself kotzer? What is kotzer?
Reaping.
When you reap, when you harvest, when you take something that is growing in the ground and you sever it from its place of growth. That's kotzer. Separating that from that which is growing in the ground from its place of yinika, from its source of growth. That's when it comes to gidule kaka. Things that grow on the ground, you cut, you harvest, that's called kotzer. So gozes is when you do a very similar thing to balei chayim. So, for example, when you shear wool off of a sheep, wool grows on a sheep. When you are cutting it off from its place of growth, that is the malacha of gozes. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Good. So there's a very famous and fascinating comment that is made by the Kovner Rav. And he says, but that's only true if it's omed lihinata. It's true, gozes is true, that the okra davar migidulo, if it's meant to be taken off. So is the wool off a sheep, is that meant to be taken off?
Yep.
Sure.
It was not working.
Omed lihi natel, meant to be taken off. Is the fingernails of the finger meant to be taken off?
Yes.
Sure. The hair off the head meant to be taken off?
Yeah.
Absolutely. The arm off the person meant to be taken off?
No.
So he says that wouldn't be gozes. That's not gozes. Gozes is taking that which is omed lihinata. Then he had a very fascinating chiddush. Are you allowed to do a bris milah on Shabbos? It says yes. A special gzeiras hakosuv yom haShabbos yimol. The Torah says that if you have a isha kitazria v'yolda zachar v'tama shivas yamim u'bayom hashmini yimol b'sar lason chazal dashim hashmini afil b'Shabbos. So are you allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos? But only if it's the eighth day, it's the yom hashmini. But if it's a mila shelo bizmana, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos?
No.
The answer is no. The answer is no. Why not? Because it's some kind of chil Shabbos. And the shaila is, what malacha involved in? If you do a circumcision on Shabbos, what malacha, the Kavna Rav says something fascinating. It depends if you're removing the orla of a goy or a Jew. If you're circumcising a Jew, that's malachas gozes. Why is it malachas gozes? Because the orla is omed lehinatel. It's meant to be taken off. When it comes to a Gentile, it has no tzivri bris milah, so it's a different, it might be a different issue. It's not gozes. It might be chavala, wounding, causing bleeding, etc., but it's not going to be gozes. That's the malach of gozes. Gozes is, so cutting fingernails is the malach of gozes. Now let me ask you a question. You cut the wool off of an animal. You shear the animal. What are you doing with the wool?
You sell it.
Yeah, you sell it, you make sweaters with it, you do something with the wool, 100%. You do something with the wool. In fact, that's gozes in the Mishkan. Presumably, they were doing something with the wool, part of the Binyan HaMishkan. That's true. Yeah. Okay, what about when you cut your fingernails? What are you doing with your fingernails?
You're burying them.
You're flushing them. You're getting rid of them. What do you do after you take your haircut? You sweep it up and throw it in the garbage. So, this is what Tosis writes. Cutting your hair, cutting fingernails, is, listen to the words, a malacha she'ena tzricha l'guf. To be chayiv on a doraisa level, it must be a malacha hatzricha l'gufa, literally where you need the guf hamalacha, where you're desirous of the guf hamalacha. That's who malacha hatzricha l'gufa, then you're chayiv. But if you're doing a malacha where the guf hamalacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, guess what? Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda paskins malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is a malacha. It's chayiv. Rabbi Shimon Paskin's Malacha Shenizul Gufa is, listen to the words, Pater. What does Pater mean? It means Pater mi Karban, Aval Aser mi Derabban. According to Rabbi Shimon, Malacha Shenizul Gufa is still an Iser Derabbanan, but you're Pater min HaTorah. So far so good? So far so good. So let's talk about shearing. And let's talk about the definition of Malacha Shenizul Gufa. So Malacha Shenizul Gufa is defined as two possibilities. Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis. The simple pshat is Tosis. So we'll go with Tosis. It's the simpler pshat. The simple pshat is every malacha has a purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. This is a Tosis, a long Tosis, in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph. Dibur Masel Rabbi Shimon Poter. Every malacha had a purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. What was the purpose for which gozes was done in the Mishkan? Why they do gziza in the Mishkan? Because they wanted the wool. They wanted the shearings. So if I'm doing gozes, not because I want the wool, but because I want a smooth, as Rav Safra would say, a smooth do. I want a smooth hairdo. I want to look nice. What am I doing with the hair? I'm trashing it. I'm throwing it in the garbage. What am I doing with the fingernails? So says Tosas, that would only be an iser. That's going to be Yisra Drabban. Why? Because you're doing the purpose for a purpose that is a malacha, not the same purpose that was done in the Mishnah. I want to distinguish. This is not the same as Davar Sheni Miskaven. Davar Sheni Miskaven, do you have kavana for the malacha?
No.
You're going ahead and dragging a bench across the field because you want it over there. But what did you do inadvertently? You made a furrow in the field. You plowed. It wasn't your intention. Your intention was getting the bench across the field. Your intention was not to plow. But you plowed. That's called Davar Sheni Miskaven. Here, when you take a haircut, is your intent to shear your hair?
Yeah.
Yes. you're cutting your hair. That's exactly your intent. But you're doing it for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan. That's called Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. So according to this definition, you have to understand exactly every Malacha, what was its core purpose in the Mishkan.
Say goodbye?
Of course. Okay. What was the core purpose in the Mishkan? So the core purpose in the Mishkan was every Malacha. You have to identify it. So let's just do a couple of examples. Did they trap in the Mishkan? Were they trapping in the Midbar to build the Mishkan?
Yeah.
Sure. Why did they trap animals in the Mishkan?
Nachash.
Maybe. Because they wanted to kill the animal to use the hides. That was the purpose. They wanted the animal. They desired the animal. You're in your sukkah on a yontif. And there are bees flying around. So you take a cup and you trap a bee. Do you want the bee?
No.
You're going to use the bee for something?
No.
No. Did you trap the bee?
Yes.
Did you intend to trap the bee?
Yes.
Mutter, Pater or Chayev?
Pater.
That's Pater, Avalas. That's the Malacha She'ena Tzrich L'Gufa. You're doing the Malacha, but for a purpose other than was done in Mishkan, it's Aser. Absolutely Aser. But it's only Nisir Drabana because it's a Malacha She'ena Tzrich. Good? Hotsas Hameis. Hotsas Hameis, another example brought in the Gemara. In the Mishkan, did they do Hotsah? Take things from inside to outside? Sure, why? Because they needed it outside. They were building the mission outside. They brought their kale and whatever outside because they wanted it there. So let's say you have a mace inside your house. What happens when you have a mace inside the house?
House.
So you have two problems. One, you might have some kohanim, or you might have its tumah. Number two, it starts to decay and there's some odor, bad smell. So you take it outside on Shabbos. You want it outside, or rather, you just don't want it inside. So that says the Mishnah is a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Because you're doing it for a purpose other than was done in the Mishnah. That's the definition of Tosis. That's Tosis' definition. Rashi is a slightly different definition. Similar, but it's different. You don't look to Mishkan. You don't have to look to Mishkan. According to Tosis, every single malacha, you have to go do a deep, deep dig analysis on why it was done in the Mishkan. And then determine if it's a malacha tzrich or ena tzrich l'gufa. According to Rashi, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do a deep, deep analysis. Rashi's definition is this something that has a productive, positive outcome? Or are you merely eliminating, removing, being mesalik, an undesirable situation? Is it a malacha hatzricha l'guf where you truly want that which you're doing, or you're just pushing away, being misalik, a situation that you wish you never had this situation in the first place? For example, would I be happy if every 7 weeks I didn't have to go to the barber? I'd be very happy. I would love that. I would save 50 shek and about 4.5 minutes of my life. He's very fast. And the travel time. But I'd be very happy. So when I get a haircut, what's really happening? I have an undesirable situation. Long hair. I'm trying to eliminate the undesirable situation, get rid of the long hair. That's called the malacha shenitzilu. I have long fingernails. I'm eliminating an undesirable situation. I have the bees. I'm eliminating that undesirable situation. Malacha. I don't want the guf hamalacha. I don't want the bees. It's ena tzrich l'guf. I don't want the bees. That's how Rashi defines it. There will be some nafkamim between Rashi and Tosas, but that's the basic approach. Okay, so you understand malacha shein tzrich l'gufa? Okay, great. What should I do now? I'll do the following with you now. I'll tell you just an interesting little tidbit. I took my bechina for the Rabbanut in Hilchos Shabbos approximately. How do you know? 25 years ago. In 1997. I guess that's 26 years ago. 1997. I took the Bechina for the Rabbanut, and it was 11 question tests. And they gave us about 5 hours. It was an Iyun test, you know, 5 hours for the exam. The first 10 questions, I more or less ripped through in 2 hours. The 11th question caused me great consternation. The question was as follows. What is the difference between psikresha delo nichale and malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? Is it a difference? I mean, what's the difference? What do they have to do with each other? What do you mean, difference? Psikresha nichale is davar she'ena miskana of kavana. Now it's inevitable. I don't want it. That's not malacha she'ena l'gufa. It's different. But of course, this part I remember the Taisus on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, the one-liner. One-line Taisus.
Those are the worst.
But then the Taisus that got me started to like drive me crazy. So what does Taisus say? Remember the Gemara Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph from yesterday? I'm sure you do. You have, what's the shear of Hatolesh Ulshin b'Shabbos? You're weeding on Shabbos. What's this year? So it depends what you're weeding for. If you're weeding for what? For to feed an animal, it's Kamale Piagdi. If you're feeding for what? To fuel a fire, for cooking an egg, for cooking, it's Kedei Levashel Beitz Akala. And if it's to improve the land because you're weeding, getting rid of the bad stuff, it's a kosher. What did the Gemara ask? Well, even if I'm doing it for the egg, for cooking, or for the animal, I'm taking out weeds. So isn't that always a case of yipui karka? So the Gemara says, yeah, but if your kavana is for what? If your kavana is for the for cooking, so then you need the higher shiur. What do you mean? If my kavana is for cooking, so it's davar she'ena miskaven on yipui karka, but it's a psik reisha. So the Gemara answered, "La, we're talking about a case where you, where are you? You're not in your backyard. You're in Ara de Chavre. You're in your neighbor's backyard. Neighbor's backyard. Ah. So comes on the Aruch and says, what do you see over here? Psik Reish Dol Nichole is Mutter. And that's why it's Mutter. Taisus has a bomb. What a bomb. Taisus says, no, Psik Reish Dol Nichole is not Chayv. That doesn't mean it's mutter. And Tosas writes a one-liner. Ba'ara dechavrei, perish, dehavya malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. And what we said yesterday, what's Tosas' position, psikresh al-nicholai? Pater avlase. What's the dimay malacha she'ena l'gufa? Pater avlase. You know why? Same thing. And they asked me on the test, yeah, what's the difference? And I start to wrap my brains. They are the same. Tosis is absolutely right. They're two sides of the same coin. Let me explain. How are they the same? They're exactly the same. Let's give me a classic case of psik resha delo nichale. Davar she'ena miskaven psik resha nichale. Give me any case. Any case in the whole world. Excuse me?
Taking berries off the hadas.
That's a good case. And I'll do that case. But I want a more practical case. One that we live with. Okay, very good. We'll go with that case. I'll give you another case. That's even better than that. Because let's talk about combing here. Combing here. Let's say, when you comb your hair, you have very, very thick hair. Thick, a big afro. You guys know who Dr. J is? Dr. J, Hananya Mandros, you have a big situation. Okay? So every time you comb your hair, you know what happens? You get pulled out of this. So that's what we call davar she'ena miskaven. You don't want to do that. You don't intend it. It happens. You want it, you don't want it.
No.
You don't want it. You like to have hair on you. So psik resha delo nichale. So what's the din? The din is, Tosfos says, it's a malach she'ena l'gufa. Why? Why is it a malach she'ena l'gufa? So watch this. Watch this. Hold, stay with me. What is the lumdus behind the din of psik resha? Am I intending to pull out hairs?
No.
I'm not. I'm really not. I just want to comb my hair. Leave me alone. I just want to comb my hair. But when I comb my hair, what happens? I pull out hairs. How do you understand that halacha? That I'm therefore now, all of a sudden, I'm chayv. So if I had a board with a marker, I would illustrate this. But I'm going to just do it without. So there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it is as follows. We start off, Davar Shem Iskavin is mutter. Rav Kavana, how many acts did you do when you do a Davar Shem Iskavin? How many acts did you do? How many activities, halachic activities, did you do?
Two.
You combed your hair, and you did gozes. You pulled a bench across the field, and you plowed the field. Two halachic activities. But since it's inevitable that when I comb, I pull out hairs, so don't tell me that you don't have kavana for the second activity. Tell me that's called a davar she'ena miskave. If whenever you do A, you do B, B happens, and you have kavana for A, we treat you as having kavana for B. Bamed var mamurim, when is that true? If it's nichale. But if it's lo nichale, then that pushes me back into a davar she'ena miskave. No, I can separate kavana from A from kavana from B. Lo nichale, I'm back to davar she'ena miskave. And psikresha is what? Psikresha lo nichale is mutter. It brings you back to davar she'ena miskave. Who would take that position? The aruch, exactly. The aruch. We start off davar she'ena miskave mutter. Psikresha de nichale. You're going to tell me that when you take the chicken head off the chicken, you're not intending to kill a chicken? Come on. You're intending to kill the chicken. And if it's lo nichale, then no. You're back to where you started davar she'ena miskave. That's one approach. Second approach is as follows. Stay with me. You know what psikresha does? Psikresha doesn't say there's action A and action B. Psikresha says, how many actions are there? If every single time I comb my hair, I pull out my hair, you know what pulling out hair, what combing hair is? It's pulling out hair. That's what it is. That's what it is, be'etzem. So don't tell me you don't have kavana. Because combing hair is pulling out hair. Taking a very, very heavy bench and dragging it across a muddy field, you know what that's called? Making furrows in the field. That's called plan. It's one, it's my se'echa. Psikresha, you're telling me you're pulling off the head of a chicken? No, but I'm not killing it. Let's be real. You're killing the chicken. That's called killing the chicken. It's my se'echa. Okay, good. Now watch this. You're combing your hair. What is the definition of comb? What does combing hair mean? Every time you do it, what do? You pull out hairs. So what is combing hair? It's gozes. Why are you being gozes? You're being gozes not because you want the gziza. You're being gozes because you want nice combed hair. You know what that smells like? You're doing the malacha. It's one maisa. What's your purpose in doing the malacha? Your purpose in doing the malacha is not the purpose for which it was done in the Mishkan. Your purpose in doing this ma'isa goes is because you want neat hair, not because you want the gziza. You know what that's called? Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. Give me another one. Let's do Rosenberg's. The heavy bench. Heavy, heavy bench. You pull it across the field. What's that called?
Plowing.
That's called plowing. You're plowing. But why are you plowing? Because you want the furrows?
No.
Because you want your bench on the other side of the field. You're doing because you want your bench on the other side of the field. So therefore, you know what that's called?
Sure.
That's malach shenjulufa. So I dawned on me. I knew the thesis. But I got this question. And every single time I thought, I'm looking for a psikresha nichale, it's always going to come out this way. So they asked me the question, what's the difference between psikresha nichale and So I gave him the kari. I gave him this lamdas, the aruch taisus. I gave him this lamdas, but I'm still racking my brains. According to taisus, what's the difference? And taisus says the same thing. It is the same thing. And then after 3 hours thinking about this question, not writing, I did 2 hours of writing, 3 hours thinking about it. I had an einfall. You know what an einfall is?
Epiphany.
An epiphany. I had an epiphany. I said, ah, maybe that's what they want from me. They want from me Taisus Kufyut Amid Beis. Maybe that's the pshat. Let's go back to what we said yesterday. You're sick. You're a chola she'ein bo sakan. Are you dying? And they come up with a medicine for you. Good medicine. Only one small side effect. Sterility. But you need a refuah. Not feeling well. So you want to take the medicine. Isur doraisa ba'artzechem lo sasu, to sterilize yourself. So what's the din in that case? What's the din? Why are you taking the medicine? Refuah. Psik resha, that what is this medicine going to cause? Sterility. Nichale or lo nichale? Yeah, you want to have children. Lo nichale. Psik resha de lo nichale. Watch this. According to the aruch, can you take the medicine?
Yeah.
Sure. According to the aruch, you can take the medicine. Why? Psik resha nichale is mutter. No problem. It's mutter. According to Taisus.
But harming oneself isn't a thing in Hilchos Shabbos.
What?
Harming oneself isn't something in Hilchos Shabbos.
Meaning sterilizing.
Yeah.
It's not. Correct. It's not. Exactly. But it's still the din of psik resha nichale does apply in kol Torah kula. 100%. But it's still a good point. According to Taisus, why is psik resha nichale asur midrabanan patar avlasa? Because it's a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. What is Taisus' definition of malacha shein tzrich l'gufa? You're doing the malacha for a different purpose that was done in the Mishkan. Malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is a Hilchos Shabbos concept. Sekreshon Nichole is a concept in Halatarku. Malach Shem Tzukuf is only in Hilchos Shabbos. So what would be the din, according to Tosfos, of a Psikresha de lo Nichole in Halatarku? It's Maisa Echad. Taking this medicine is sterilizing yourself. So therefore, as a psikresha, no, as a psikresha, it's an isser doraisa. You have kavana for the malach, for the isser. It's one maisa. One maisa, you have kavana, yes. Nichale, lo nichale is only going to be relevant in what area of halacha? In Hilchos Shabbos. If it's lo nichale, that's going to mean you're doing it for a purpose other than it was done in the Mishkan on Shabbos. But that's not relevant to Kol HaTorah Kula. So according to Tosfos, what's the din if you take the medicine?
Asur.
It's not just Asur. It's Asur Natorah. Asur Natorah. In Hilchos Shabbos, it's Nisr Drabbanah. In Hilchot, but this is not a Nisr Drabbanah at all. So it's going to be Asur Min HaTorah. And that was what I wrote on the test. Finally, I had an Einfach. With 15 minutes left, I said the difference is between Malach Shem Tzil Gufa and Psik Resha Nichale is called Torah Kula. Malach Shem Tzil Gufa is a Shabbos idea. Patra Avalaser. And called Torah Kula, it's Nisr Doraisa. Did I pass the test?
Yes.
I passed the test. Did I get question 11 correct? I have no idea. Because all they do is they tell you whether you pass the test. I don't know if I got it right or not. I think I gave a very good answer. But I don't know if that's what they were looking for. But that's what I... okay, so that's Malach Shem Tzil Gufa. And that's Psik Resha L'Nichalei. Okay, we got a lot more to do.
I got a lot more to do. What's wrong, Jack? Is something bothering you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go back, dude. So I want to just.
Why am I the first meter, though? That's would not be like the fingernails because you don't need the oil of
them. No, but if you don't.
You would need the wool to use.
That's a great question. That's a great question. You gonna be here for a couple of weeks? So when we do Malachas Gozes, which is going to be one of the first Malachas that we do, Be'iyun, we will see that you're right, you're not using the Orla. You're not using the Orla. But we will see there are going to be Rishonim, significant Rishonim, that say that even Gozes has an element that's going to be relevant to haircuts and fingernails of Tikkun HaGuf. And which will gonna link it up into Malachas Borer and other dinim as well, but we have to save that for. That's a good question. It's a very good question. Okay, let me just bring out one more point. Very, very important point. I have a lot to do. When do we meet next?
Wednesday.
That's terrible. A lot to do. Okay, this is a Gemara. Maseches Shabbos on Daf Ayin Gimel on the base. An amazing Gemara. Hazomer. What is Zomer?
Pruning.
Oh, very good, Mr. Rosenberg. Very good. It is pruning. Mr. Rosenberg, what is pruning?
Trimming?
Yes, trimming. Okay, trimming. Okay, so you have plants that are growing. When they get too crowded, so you need to prune it so that it grows better. So Zomer is a tolda of Zorea Noteya. Okay. So here's the Gemara. Listen to the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana. Hazomer vitzorich le'etzim chayv shtayim. Achas mishum Zorea v'achas mishum Noteya. If you're Zomer, you're cutting branches. Now, what do you normally do with the branches that you're cutting when you do Zmira?
Throw it out.
You throw it out. But here you're not throwing it out. You're going to use it in your fireplace. Hazomer v'tzaruch le'etzim. So in one action, you're chayv two malachas. You're chayv for Zomer, you're chayv for Kotzer. He's chayv for Zorea, you're chayv for Kotzer. Why are you chayv for Zorea? Because what have you done?
Pruned.
You've pruned, meaning you have enabled the thing to grow better. Why are you chayv for Kotzer? Because you're using the wood for firewood. So you have a double malach. Interesting chiddush. One action, how many malachas did you do? Two, and they're opposite malachas. There's a malach of Zorea, which is plant. It's malach of kotze, which is the opposite. Chayv two for one. Okay, great. Tysus asks a ridiculously good question. Why does the Gemara say Hazomer v'tzarech le'etzim? Why does the Gemara just say Hazomer chayv shtayim? Why does it say v'tzarech le'etzim? Let's say I don't need the eitz. Did I do kotzer? I did kotzer. Ah, you'll tell me this is why that it says it. Because if I did kotzer for the purpose of zomer, it's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'guf. That's why it has to say if it's tzarech le'etzim. That's why. Because if it's not tzarech le'etzim, I did zomer, but I don't need the kotzer. If I don't need the kotzer, I'm doing kotzer for the sake of zomer, not for the sake of kotzer. Malach changes luluv. Good. That's why David Tzarkos. Tos is not going to stop with that. That's true if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, who holds malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is pater. So then I need Vitzarech Le'etzim. But who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon?
Now are we going to
who disagrees with Rabbi Pater? When I say Pater, it means Pater. Who disagrees with Rabbi Shimon? Rehuda. What does Rabbi Shimon say about Malchim Tzul Gufa? Chayv. Chayv. So So according to Yehuda, I should have deleted those two words. Why does it have to say Vitzarich Le'etzim? Just say Hazomer Chayv Shtayim. Why do you need to say Vitzarich Le'etzim? So you'll tell me, okay, you're right. Rav Yehuda, you could have erased those words. You're right. You could have. But we want the Gemara to work for every Shimon. We pass every Shimon. Okay.
Like you're claiming something that nobody would want. Then
if you're doing kotzer for a different purpose, it's a mal change of goof.
What are you doing zomer? And it doesn't say it's tarif leitzim.
Then according to Rav Yehuda, you should be chayv twice for kotzer and for zomer.
I'm saying if the things you're cutting off aren't something that you would normally want, and you just happen to be strange, then like the action.
But you're oker davar migidulo, oker davar migidulo. That looks like kotzer. Yechesed, you're onto something, maybe, but hold on. So, one second, Ilan Horn. So, so what are we at? Just remind me where we're at. So, okay, the Gemara is according to Rabbi Shimon. Not Nishkafe, okay. We want to accommodate both. Here's the problem. There's one Rishon that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. There is a Rishon that paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. One Rishon. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, says Malacha Sheina Tzrich Malagufa Chayiv. Okay, good, very nice. And the Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Dalet, and I quote, Hazomer Vitzorich Le'etzim Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Zoreya Va'achas Mishum Kotzer. So good. If you want to pass the Shimon and say Vitzarach Leitzim, or you want to accommodate, that's all fine and good. But the Rambam passes the Rav Yehuda. Yeah, when the Rambam quotes his Gemara, he says Vitzarach Leitzim, it sounds like Vitzarach Leitzim. So that doesn't work. That doesn't make any sense. What's Pshat? So this is what Yechezkel Juni wants to say. And this is what Tosas answers. And this is going to open up five different malachas. It's going to open up, I'm about to open up the keys to unlock five different malachas. Says Tosis. I'm going to just say the words and we'll translate. No kasha. Even Rabbi Yehuda needs Vitzarech Le'etzim. Why? Because Lo Mikri Be'etzim Kotzer Ela Be'inyin Zeh. To be kotzer, you need Vitzarech Le'etzim. Allow me to explain. Could someone translate in very precise Queen's English? Or perhaps I should say King's English. The term kotzer. I want English.
Harvest?
That's the word I want. Harvest. What does the word harvest mean?
Acquire, yeah. You're cutting.
It means to gather in or to uproot for your use. You harvest, not just to throw out. You harvest because you're going to use the grain. They speak about people do organ transplants.
You said that last
they speak week. About people, yeah, maybe.
You said that exact.
They harvest organs to do transplants. What do you mean? You harvest? It's a funny lashon. You're harvesting for use. Says Tosis the following. Listen carefully. What's the definition of lashon til gufa? What's the definition? It's a malacha that's done for a purpose other than it was done in the Mishkan. Different purpose than it was done in the Mishkan. And what's the din? Mipaskin pater. That's true. But sometimes the purpose of the malacha is built in to the definition of the malacha. Usually, the purpose is external to the malacha. When I do gozes, that's shearing the animal. That's the malacha, shearing the animal. Then the Mishkan had a purpose to use the wool. That's external to the definition of the malach. But the malach is taking, doing hotza. The purpose is because you want it there in the destination location. That's external to the malach. Sometimes the purpose is built into the malach. And if you do the malach for a different purpose, it's not the pshat that it's a malach hashem etzrich l'gufa. It's that you haven't done the malacha. So when you prune and you don't want the eitzim, would you call that harvesting? Is that harvesting? It's not harvesting. That's not kosher. And even Rabbi Yehuda, who says malach shenetzrich l'gufa is chayev, that's not called harvesting. That's a big chiddush. Sometimes purpose is malach shenetzrich l'gufa. And sometimes purpose is the very essence of the malach itself. I will leave you with two questions to think about. Question number one. There's a Gemara that says, if you have a juicy, juicy, juicy pickle, and you squeeze out the pickle, let's start with an orange. Juicy orange, you squeeze out the orange to drink the juice. What would you say about that? Mutter aser. Terrible. Schita. You have grapes for the juice, you have olives for the oil. Schita. Doraisa. Terrible. Juicy, juicy, juicy pickle. You squeeze it for the juice. You squeeze it. Are you drinking that pickle juice? Not at all. So what would you say to Dennis? Squeezing the pickle and you're going to let the juice dissipate. I'll tell you what I think it sounds like. It's schita. But do you want the liquid?
No.
Malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. You know what the Gemara says? It's mutter. It's mutter. Might have a lot of relevance to when you open up a tuna fish can. The first thing you do after the can is opened, you get rid, you squeeze the can up against the tuna to get rid of the excess juice. Where's the juice going?
Garbage.
Is that schita or not? If you're letting the liquid holech le'ibud, Gemara says mutter.
Sounds like Rashi.
Sounds like what Rashi?
Like Rashi that if you're not doing
maybe that maybe so, but. I'm asking, why is it mutter? Why is it not asr midrabanan? Because malach shenetzrich l'gufa. So what's the answer, says Tosis? Because the definition of schita is that what are you doing with the liquid? You're using the liquid. Very halacha l'maisa issue. When women are nursing their babies, and let's say for a period of time they're not with their babies, so they need to express milk.
Soap. You can only do it if they get rid
or
of
the sink.
So they need to express milk. Are they allowed to express milk into a bottle for a future feeding of the baby?
No.
That would be schita. And it's of schita chaliva, where you're using the liquid. That might be an iser d'orais. When you're letting the liquid hold chaliva, why don't you just say that's a malacha she'ena? The answer is because the definition, says Tosas, of schita is that you actually want the liquid. If you don't want the liquid, it's not the pshat, it's malach shenetzrich l'gufa, and therefore patur al aser, it's not schita. And then, one last example of this phenomena, which I'm not... Interesting question. You got to come back. Last point. I'm not going to develop this point fully, but there are a couple of malachos that are the almanas malachos. The almanas malachos. Mochek, almanas lichtov. Soter, almanas livnos. Korea, almanas litfor. It's Shabbos Kodesh. You go to the bathroom. You're finished. You reach for the cut toilet paper. The cut tissue paper. And you notice? It's gone. And all you have is a roll.
And you know that it's Korea is a malacha doraisa. And you also know you're in a bind right now. So are you allowed? So you say, Korea is only amenas lit for. So I'm going to tear with an intent. I have no intention of selling this back up. Absolutely not. So what does that do for you? Korea amenas lit for? Is that called a malacha shemitzvich l'gufa asumid rabbanon? Or maybe the definition of malachas korea is al menas lit for. Big nafkamil halacha, how we handle those bathroom situations. I'm going to stop here. And Mr. Shem will pick this up next time. We will get to malachas in a more orderly fashion, but I want to introduce you to what I call klali hamalacha, the big principles first, and then we'll get to the particulars.